Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back. We got a big last hour on our show as we try to sift through the rubble of another Sixers season. And we will have a hot seat coming up, Al. We have Jay Black for just a quick visit today. Mm-hmm. I just need him to explain to us how Tom Brady's worth $375 million as a broadcaster.
Yeah, right.
Now, that's the craziest story of the week, right?
Yeah, it's not.
I was going to watch the game anyway. You don't have to pay him all that money. No. We're going to watch it, right? So we'll get a quick answer on that. But on the line with us right now, I don't know anybody who knows the Sixers better than this gentleman. He does a brilliant job analyzing each and every game and covering the team. Wait, before I do that, I'm stopping for a second. I need to know going into this hour where the fans are and who to blame.
All right.
So, Ava, if you would, could you give me an update on our blame question?
I can, and it's brought to you by Armin Cadillac. Be the first to place your order for the 2023 Cadillac Lyric from Armin on May 19th. Call Armin Cadillac or shop 24/7 at ArminCadillac.com. Who do you blame for this lost Sixers season? 56% Doc Rivers.
Who's second?
Harden. James Harden, 21%.
Josh
Harris, 15%. Joel Embiid got 8 on this.
He did get 8.
Which is more from the last poll.
Getting a little backlash.
But a lot of people are saying that you left out Maury, and that's their biggest issue.
Oh, now they got a problem with that.
It's right, always something.
What? Here's what you do. You go find the computer people and find out how we can have 5 choices. Would you do that for me, Ava? Because computers seem like
call that Musk guy.
Call Elon Musk and ask him if we can add a 5th thing. All
right? He just found out there's a bunch of fake profiles on Twitter. He might not want to buy it anymore.
On the line with us, ladies and gentlemen, is the number one Sixer expert I know from Philly Voice, Kyle Newbeck. Hi, Kyle.
Good morning, Angelo.
Who should we blame the most, Kyle?
Everybody. How about that?
No. Don't you weasel out of this, Kyle.
Oh, no. This is not a – I'm not weaseling out. I'm all saying right. If you look at all these people, all the people that were just named in that poll, and Daryl Morey, there's nobody that should escape blame for all this. Obviously, you know, a team falls flat on their face, looks unprepared to play and all that in the last two games of the season – you look at the head coach. That's obvious. I think Doc Rivers is someone that you pin responsibility on. You look at James Harden, this guy who potentially could get the biggest contract in the history of the NBA, and he has 0 points in the second half of the game that matters. If Ben Simmons was still here and had done that, people would be burning down the phone lines to throw this guy out and say, get this guy out of my city, so on and so forth. If you look at Joel Embiid, I'd like, God bless him for trying to play through his problems, his pain, his injuries. You know, but once again, when they needed him to be the MVP, the guy, there was just something else that went wrong. I know it's unfortunate, but it's unfortunate every year this guy's dealing with something. So, you look at him too. Daryl Morey puts together this roster, Angelo. They didn't have enough guys. When I say you blame Doc Rivers, there were like 4 or 5 different guys that if Doc put them in the game, people were like, well, you can't play that guy. Well, at a certain point, you just don't have enough players that are good at basketball that can suit up for the team. So,
all right, let me go through some of these individually because some extraordinary things were said after the game, Kyle. And I'll start with Doc Rivers saying he did a terrific job and that when he got here, there were no expectations And how dare you suggest that he wasn't great at what he did this year? What was your reaction when he made that comment?
Look, Doc thinks that he loves telling you that, you know, he was one of the top 15 coaches ever and all that stuff. And he loves to rewrite history, I think, is his number one quality, Angelo. To say that he came here and that there were no expectations is just insane. They had Joel Embiid, who obviously has blossomed to another level under Doc, that I think he does deserve credit for some of that. But he had Joel Embiid, and he had, at the time, Ben Simmons, a guy who was viewed as an ascending star. And, yeah, maybe they weren't expected to be the number one seed in the East when he arrived here, but they certainly were expected to potentially make some progress from where they were at previously. The furthest they went before Rivers got here, second round of the playoffs, furthest they've gone since Doc Rivers got here, second round of the playoffs. And, you know, there's more context than that, but ultimately, as Howard said at the press conference last night, this is a result business. And you were judged on your results, and he has not taken them any further than Brett Brown did.
All right, let me move to Joel Embiid. Two interesting things from Joel. Number one is he couldn't praise his buddy Jimmy Butler more than he did. He's proud of him. He wishes they still played together, etc. And then about James Harden, his current teammate, this is not the Houston James Harden. What do you think of those two things, and what do you think the ramifications of those comments will be?
Well, one, I think he's right on James Harden, and I think that's the thing that people have not broadly accepted. I think people saw James Harden have this big game in Game 4, and, you know, he deserves credit for turning back the clock a little bit, but that's not who he's been for the most of the time that he's been here, and I think that's Joel Embiid taking a sober look across and seeing the guy that's supposed to be his co-star and saying, look, he's been good and he's helped us, but he wasn't good enough, just like I wasn't good enough, just like Tobias Harris wasn't good enough, just like every single one of these guys wasn't good enough. And I think if they're going to get to where they need to go, and if James Harden is going to be a core piece, they just simply cannot move forward as if he's this guy who's going to be able to score 30 points regularly. And they have to build the roster accordingly. And on the Jimmy Butler front, Angelo, like, that very obviously, looking back, looks like the moment, the most important moment this franchise had over the last few years, the most important decision. And, you know, at the time, I can't criticize the organization as much as other people, Angelo, because really this came down to Ben Simmons versus Jimmy Butler. And at the time, between Jimmy's personality, all the history he had of burning out on people, the wear and tear that he had on his body, so on and so forth, that looked like a pretty easy decision to stick with the ascending young guy. Now, in hindsight, it looks like the easy decision was to roll with Jimmy Butler, trade Ben Simmons for whatever you could get, and it would have been a lot at the time, and just build around the two guys that seemed to love each other off the court and certainly fit together on the court. There's been no more important misfire over the last few years than what happened there.
All right, and then you got James Harden. Now, Daryl Morey will hold his news conference today. Whether or not he's still in love with Harden, we'll find out a little later. But here's what I need to know. Harden took two shots in the second half. He scored 0 points. Butler had 23, all right? Do you buy his explanation that they wouldn't throw him the basketball?
Angelo, he's the guy who initiates the offense. The idea that he has no control over the fact that he didn't get shots or he didn't get touches is one of the most intellectually dishonest things I think I've ever heard a player say after their season ended. Like, to go up there and tell me and to tell us that there was no way he could get more shots up and no way that he could put points on the board is just absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, this guy gets called, and rightfully so sometimes, gets called a basketball savant, a basketball genius, so intelligent, he's this, he's that. A guy who is that level of genius on the basketball court can find a way to score more than 0 points in the second half of a closeout game. That's just, right. There's no ifs, ends, or buts about that.
And then the follow-up, Kyle, was, should the coach have been calling your number more? Should he have been designing plays for you? And his response to that was next question, right? And now I'm wondering if he doesn't like Doc Rivers. Is Harden have a problem with Doc? What's your read on that?
So I don't know that he actively has a problem with him, Angelo, but just like you and I are sitting here saying that Doc was not part of the solution, James Harden, the quote-unquote basketball genius, certainly didn't seem like he wanted to actively stick up for him. We'll put it that way.
Final question. Have we seen the last of Doc Rivers as head coach of the Sixers?
I honestly think it could go either way, Angelo. I thought coming into this series that, you know, with Joel's injuries, that there was probably a built-in excuse for them to basically just run it back next year with everybody, including the head coach. I do think that he's owed a lot of money still, and I do think that's a factor in whether he stays or goes, certainly. Not the number one factor, but a factor. But, you know, I think you look at how they lost. I think, and Tobias Harris said this last night, it would have been one thing if they came in, they gave 100% effort, they left it all on the line, and Miami was just simply a better team than they were. But for Miami to so comprehensively beat them in the final two games of the season, for the head coach to have no answers, to have no ability to get his team to dig deep when it really mattered, I think just like everybody on that roster, I think they had to take a long, hard look at whether he should be the guy leading this group moving forward.
Kyle Newbeck, Philly voice. Don't miss his writing. Don't miss him on our show. He's awesome. Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it, pal.
Thank you, Angelo.
Al, I'm having a problem here trying to decide what was the most extraordinary comment that came out of it. I love the Embiid thing saying this is not the Houston Harden.
You're
That's
right.
pretty remarkable,
yeah.
right? I really enjoyed the thing where the coach said he did terrific.
Yes.
Oh, that's
and
great.
That, if you don't like it, screw you,
yep.
that kind of thing. And then I've got Harden, and I probably haven't played this enough, of Harden, the point guard on the team, blaming his teammates for only taking two shots.
Right.
Here's that comment again.
We ran our offense. The ball, you know, I feel like the ball moved, and, you know, it just didn't get back to me.
Why weren't you more aggressive?
Like I just said, we ran our offense. The ball, you know, just didn't get back to me.
Marcus, you were right there when he was saying it that you feel he was making a great point.
I thought that his point left a lot to be desired.
Okay, in what regard?
Logic.
It was, because it he's no a point
you can't,
guard?
You can't. Yeah. This is the era of the scoring point guards. Isaiah Thomas kind of ushered in the era of the scoring point guard.
Right.
And those guys are rare. You know, Damian Lillard,
yeah.
Chris Paul. No one has been as prolific a scoring point guard, maybe except Russell Westbrook,
yeah.
than James Harden. And he was converted from small forward to point guard to be a scoring point guard. He is not a great passer. He gets a lot of assists because he draws a lot of attention, and he's a good passer, but he doesn't run okay. an offense.
But what you're saying is
it's
you
insane
found
for
his
him.
Comment somewhat unconvincing.
It's insane for him to say, I couldn't get a shot
right.
because I couldn't get the ball when he always has the ball. He
okay.
has the ball more than anybody else in the league.
Let me bring on somebody. Al, I'm going to take a guess here that he knows James Harden. He is our friend. He is the phenomenal chef. Big Rube is our line. Hi, Big Rube.
Hi.
Big Rube, do you know James Harden?
We met years ago when he would come and do a summer league game
okay.
At LaSalle.
All right, do you buy what he said last night that it's not his fault he did not score any points in the second half? He did not. No one threw him the ball.
Nizzo, he was thinking about going to one of the so-called gentlemen clubs in Philly, and they should have refused him and turned him away.
Oh, you're not happy with Harden, Big Roo?
No, hell no.
Talk to me. What are you feeling?
I mean, it's like at the end of the day, like Shirley said, you're a professional athlete. You one of the top. They put you in as one of the top 75 players ever to play the game in the NBA, and you put up that direct that's total disrespect to himself and the city. They traded for him, got rid of garbage, and then he come here and can't take the team to the next level. That's disrespect to, on all levels.
Big Rube, do you notice the contrast between the way he plays basketball and the way Jimmy Butler does?
I mean, Jimmy plays like a Iverson or a Jordan. He You know what I mean? He, his will to win brings his other teammates along, and I was always pissed that they got rid of Butler. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Me too. Me too. 100% with you. Rube, if somebody would enjoy, you know, feel better this weekend to have some chicken, where would they get your chicken?
Oh, yeah. By the way, I was with Kyle's dad last night, and
really?
He curses like a sailor watching the game.
Hold on a minute. Al, I think we have a breaking story.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Newbeck's father uses profanity during losses.
Yeah.
Is that
okay?
I'm glad we got that story in before the end of the show. All right, Rube, where can I have the chicken?
Well, Chef Big Rube's Kitchen. Follow me on Instagram at Pitcher's Pub, 4326 Main Street. And new hours, we open at lunch, so 12 noon. Come holler at me and Manny Young, and let's grub and talk some more.
Holler.
Holler.
Big group, 215. We got two more segments to play with. Who's on the hot seat today? Do you realize today it's almost impossible?
Because you mentioned it when you listened to what they said after the game.
Oh, it was amazing stuff. If
this is why you grade on a curve.
Yeah.
Because one was dumber than the next.
I know it was. I didn't know how to get all the dumb stuff in today. And I had 4 hours.
It was unbelievable.
215-592-9494. When we return, a lot more dumb stuff. WIP Sports Time, 917.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we are at 9:24 on a very, very, very negative Friday morning in the Delaware Valley. And now, Al, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know what Ava did with the hot seat.
Right.
But I hope she didn't do one thing, and that is hedge the bet.
Oh.
Al, there's a lot of people you could put on a hot seat today. Is that correct?
God, yeah.
But what if you put them all, if you turn it into like a, what did she call it?
Like a love seat.
Sofa.
Wrap around.
The
sectional.
Bigger one. Sectional.
Yeah.
If she does that, that's a cop-out.
Mm-hmm.
Ava Graham?
Well, I didn't call it a sectional, Angelo, but you know what? It might as well be, because I'm putting everyone on there. Today, the entire Sixers organization is on the hot seat, brought to you by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Lounge. Hot seat.
Who should we blame the most, Kyle?
Everybody. How about that?
Seriously, Kyle, I don't even know how you can cover this team without losing your mind. It's the ownership, it's Maury, it's Doc, it's Harden, it's Embiid, it's everyone. We spent all our money for this embarrassing product year after year, and you should have to hear what fans have to say today.
This stuff been going on since the Obama administration. Trust the process. That's the process.
I want progress, okay?
If this owner was smart, he wouldn't let Daryl Morey have his press conference today. He would bring him in, Doc Rivers, and fire both of them. Get rid of them.
I'm thinking Embiid making a breakdancing video or something. He was on the floor so much, like, I got my cardboard out, ready to do a handspin or something, man.
I mean, Doc definitely gone.
I don't know what to think. I think Morey deserves a lot more of the blame than people are giving.
I'm sad, to say the least.
There's no heart. There's really no heart. I think the teams need to be built by chemistry, and I think Morey and the ownership have done a horrible job.
Nobody else is responsible for this love other than Joel Embiid.
I can't imagine an organization that's run by a man who's made billions, who make more bad decisions, and not just one. This isn't a fender bender, Angela. This has been a pattern of poor decisions.
Hot seat.
Wow. That was very good.
Excellent. Well put together.
That was very good, because, to single one out would be wrong at this point. They're all a mess.
I love Reggie. Reggie's anger was fun.
But I'll tell you this, Rhea. There's one thing. If you want to insult a team or an organization, there's one thing you could do with Philadelphia that tops everything else. Say they don't have heart.
Yeah.
Right? Because the thing is, this is a city with passion, with heart, with spirit. And that's the indictment you can't get away
from. Their own player said it. Tobias Harris said lack of effort and crappy body language. That crappy body language was directed at Embiid.
Yes.
I got it. Yeah, that's absolutely right. And James.
Heart. Heart.
But I got to tell you, the worst part of all of this for Philadelphians, and I'm a transplant Philadelphian, so I don't feel it as much as most people, is that not only did they lose because the other team had more heart, they lost in Philly with a former Sixer who willed his team to beat an inferior, a superior team.
Right.
They got out-Phillied.
You're right. You're right. Yeah. That makes it worse. And this happens 4 years after we had a team that had mass heart, where we had a team that won a Super Bowl with people like Jason Kelce and Nick Foles who are afraid of nothing and nobody. Isn't that amazing? Yep. You think about how different teams are.
Yeah.
How do you they beat the dynasty of the Patriots and the greatest coach and greatest quarterback of all time by the force of their will. 4 years later, we have watched our Sixers team whimper at the sight of Jimmy Butler.
Brandon Graham stripped the greatest quarterback of all time.
Disgrace. This team, have not been critical enough of the gutlessness of this current Sixers team.
And you know,
thank you.
You know what they did over
and over? Thank you, Ava.
You know what they did over and over again, the Sixers last night?
Yep.
They named the guys on the Heat team that they lacked. They named P.J. Tucker by name, Kyle Lowry by name, Bam Adebayo by name. That's a heck of a thing. I mean, it was interesting to see. Yeah, Joel wants Jimmy back.
Yes, he does.
But everybody else wants tougher guys on the team that exists now.
Chemistry. It's called chemistry. Rod is on the line. Hi, Rod.
Hey, I just want to say, everybody keeps talking about Daryl Morey, which he does have a lot of blame.
Yeah.
But this thing started with Brett Brown and Elton Brand. When they got rid of Butler, TJ, and JJ, all those guys challenged the other players on the team. They don't have one person, not one, that will sit up there and get in another player's face. And when you sit up there and talk about Doc Rivers, and one of those timeouts, they were looking at him to tell, he was telling his players, fight, fight, you got to want this. Not one of them responded to that.
Rod, I got to tell you something. Rod.
Tall and supposedly 280 pounds, and he's on the floor more than anybody else.
Against Al's wishes.
What is that?
I believe everyone who calls in today should mention Brett Brown. Because what Al thinks, it's no longer relevant, but the guy that he wouldn't coach, the guy that he let leave, just took out a switchblade and slashed your throat.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Oh, he did that. Well. And the reason that Jimmy Butler's not here, forget what Billy King said, he wasn't coming in. That's garbage, all right? He said last night he wanted to remain with Embiid. He loved Embiid. Marcus has a story. They didn't even offer him the max four-year deal when he was here, right, Marcus?
According to Bob Ford's column three years ago, yes.
They never even – they made no effort to keep him because Brett Brown didn't want to coach him because Jimmy would get in his face if he thought Brett was wrong. Brett didn't want to be uncomfortable. Screw
Angelo.
Brett Brown. He's a loser. Brett Brown's a friggin' loser.
Angelo?
Yes.
A lot of people wanted Butler out of here.
Not me. I'm a winner.
Not me. Not me either.
We're winners.
Like I said, we have no toughness on that Sixer team. Yep. And until they get some toughness, it don't matter what coach you get. They're going to play like they are.
Ron,
I mean, you got Niang missing shots.
Niang stinks.
They have no instinctive rebounders.
Well, they should have got
Harris is soft.
I'm with you, Rod.
They should have got Marcus Smart.
Rod, yeah, preach it to the choir here. What's the matter?
They should have got Smart. Marcus.
No, we're going to pick up.
If you're looking for a guy that's going to.
Oh, good. And now we're doing it? It's
well,
a little late
well, at
now.
The time.
The last game.
Well, you're
was
the one going
night.
Back to back and
no, back to Brett Brown.
Going back to Brett Brown.
Well, yeah.
And I'm gonna, and I'm offended. Are you still protecting New England, guys? Is that what's going on here?
What?
That guy.
He's a jackass, and you need a jackass.
Rhea said it. Here's the thing. All right. Rhea said this earlier. It's about creating a culture of loser.
Yeah.
Putting somebody at the head of that culture. And then suddenly expecting the loser to win. Didn't happen.
You can't flip a switch.
The minute you put Brown in a position where now he had to win, look what happened. He got rid of, do you understand, Al? Right now we could have two rings on our fingers if we kept Jimmy Butler. Do you understand that?
I don't know about two, but it's one.
You need a heart transplant because you gave yours away. His name was Jimmy Butler. Tell him, Marcus.
I'll tell you something.
Yep.
On August 7th last year,
yep,
the Miami Heat signed P.J. Tucker to a two-year, $15 million deal.
You love this Tucker guy. My God.
How old is
man.
He, 36?
36 years old.
Yeah. He plays.
And they got clowned for signing him. They signed Oladipo, Victor Oladipo coming off injury. Victor
right.
Oladipo cooked the Sixers twice, cooked them last night.
Yep.
I mean,
they want it more.
The moves that
they
Daryl,
want it more.
These are the moves that Daryl Morey didn't make.
Daryl Morey doesn't calculate the culture of the team he puts together.
I believe Daryl Morey had P.J. Tucker on his team at one point in Houston.
Well, then he doesn't even know him when he's sitting in front of him. Chris is on the line next. Hi, Christopher.
Hey, what's up?
Are you unhappy?
Disappointed, man. I'm baffled.
Talk to me.
Just how they played. I want to start off. I'm going to get to James Harden, but I want to start off with Joel Embiid. You know, a lot of people, you know, talking about the way he played and all that, but you got to cut him some slack. You know, he played through injury. You know, I know he hit the ground about 20 times last night, but, you know, he kept getting up and he kept trying, you know. But when it came to James Harden, that guy, he made a statement last night. He don't want to play for the 76ers. That's how I feel. I feel like he doesn't want to play. He doesn't want to be on that team.
Hold on a minute. How many times can he do this, Chris? He didn't want to play in Houston. He didn't want to play in Brooklyn. Now he doesn't want to play here. Where does he want to play?
Listen, on the offseason, he hangs out with rappers. He probably wants to do music now.
Well, they're not going to give him $47 million to write rap lyrics.
Listen, I don't know. Last night, and the way he said, you know, how the ball wasn't coming back to him, you know, you can see last night, every time they run down the court, they're looking at him and looking at him. And you just see James Harden just turn away and just, like, run off. You know, man, you got to just – I feel as though they could keep Embiid, keep Maxey, and just get rid of Doc Rivers, get rid of James Harden, you know, put them both in the coffin and send them off, you know.
All right. Would that be a big coffin or separate ones?
Yeah, that'd be a big one.
All right, Chris, thank you for the call. I was trying to picture it. I just want to make sure I had the details correct. Ladies and gentlemen, the talk stylings of Will of God. Hi, Will. Will, are you there?
What happened?
Will has left the building.
Will's got some stuff going on.
You know, I've noticed the last few calls, Al. He's had a lot
going on. He's
going
through a lot of tough times.
I'm not sure what's happening with him. Will, Mark's on the line for Wilmington. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Angelo. How you doing?
We're all kind of perplexed, and I'm getting angry as this show goes on, Mark. I don't like these people.
I'm shocked at that.
Well, what do you feel? Tell me what you feel.
I would have predicted this. I mean, look at the trades Morey has made, and then when everybody was joking about just
get rid of Ben Simmons. And I was the loudest on that one. I'm like, you know, so you end up getting Fatty for Bratty. And it's like, well, look at his playoff performance. It has been historically, consistently crap. He, you know, Harden just does not produce in the playoffs. He always has an excuse. So, you know, when it happened, you know, I was watching the games, and I'm like, he could have called that one, you know, 6 months ago. Because that's just who he is. He's not a clutch player in the playoffs. Doc Rivers, yeah, I was like, yeah, you know, he stinks as a coach. But after his comments after the game, I'm like, this is taking it like to a whole new level of being terrible. So, you know, there's so much blame to go around. They don't have any heart. I was like laughing in the car when I was listening to Eagle Shirley. I love her to death. I'm thinking if management had someone like her as an assistant or the general manager, she could sift through the players and say, well, you know, he fits his game, this, but does he have heart? If yep. the player brought as much passion to the game as Shirley does to her calls into your show, we'd have 3-4 rings in the last decade. I mean, they just 100%. Don't have heart.
And, Mark, I know Shirley personally. She would be willing to do that job for a price. You know, she'd have to get paid for it, but she would enjoy that job. Mark, I thank you very much. I'm trying to get as many calls in as I possibly can. And I do want to play this again because, Al, this to me, I finally made a decision on the dumbest or most,
oh, really? Which
the
one?
Most
Who
dramatic
won?
Of all the ridiculous comments that were made after the game. Doc Rivers wins the battle because he not on first he said he did a terrific job this year, and then he lied. Listen.
I don't worry about my job, Howard. I think I do a terrific job, and if you don't, then you should write it because I worked my butt off to get this team here. When I first got here, no one picked us to be anywhere. And again, this year, the same thing. So if that's how anyone feels, write it, and I'm going to feel secure about it.
All right, let me just tell you something. I've been here that whole time. Everyone expected you to win a championship almost immediately. They had a 50-win team you took over. So this is just completely changing the truth on what actually happened. And Al, I, for one, am a crusader for the truth.
Yeah.
And I am appalled
Justice
by that comment.
And the American and, way.
Yeah, especially the American way.
Yeah.
And that right there, Al, that was the dumbest thing said yesterday.
Yeah, and it's hard for him to be to top himself.
No,
year
he
after
does
year.
Every time but he speaks.
But he does. Last year, he lost Ben Simmons with
such
a comment.
Treasure.
This year, he lost the rest of us. 215-592-9490. If we come back, seriously, 2 minutes with Jay Black. Mm-hmm. Al, I just got to find out if Tom Brady is worth $375
million
as a broadcaster. Hmm. Thank you. WIP Sports Time is 938. Let me tell you about winners. We've been talking about people that are not winners. I'm going to tell you who the winners are. The winners are Sam Pond, Jerry Lee Hockey, and Tom Giordano. They are head of a tremendous workers' compensation law firm, the best in Pennsylvania. I've known Sam forever. You want a guy like Jimmy Butler. You want a guy who is going to take the extra step to make sure you win. That's the guy, Sam Pond, and his law firm is the same way. When you're out there and you need somebody to go to bat for you, you want to see your own doctor if you get hurt on the job, Sam will make sure you get that. You need to make sure that you are going to get the correct amount of wages you're entitled to, that you can file a personal injury lawsuit or Social Security disability claim. These are the experts at that and the winners at it. The team at Pond Lee Hockey will show you how to have access to the best attorneys and to discuss your case and even your life with you and come up with a plan for a successful future. What are you waiting for? Call today. Pond Lee Hockey, 800-568-7500, 800-568-7500, pondleehockey.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Back to the ball, got a hotel casino spot, Atlantic City. This is a continuing coverage of The Philadelphia 76ers, a team in crisis.
Continuing coverage.
Live team coverage. I am going to take a one-minute divergence. It's going to be quick today because don't you need to know why Fox is paying all that money to Tom Brady?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Jay Black is our TV guy from jblack.tv. Hi, Jay.
Hello. And by the way, Angela, my wife says 1 minute is actually pretty standard for me. So
good. He can get it done in a minute or less if necessary. Jay.
Yes.
Tom Brady, $375 million for 10 years to be an analyst? Does that make sense?
It doesn't. And I've come on here a lot saying that this is like rounding errors and it's not a lot of money. This is the first time that I've looked at a figure and said, there is zero chance that they get a return on this investment.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, he's never been tested in this position before. And as we've seen by Drew Brees, a lot of times these guys are not good when they step in. And two, he is a bland human being in general.
Yes, yes.
We really want him to go on there and talk about how much water he drinks every day because that's all I know about him other than he plays football and married Giselle. That's it.
Jay, so here's the thing. So they purchased a name? They just said, we want to be able to tell people we have Tom Brady as our analyst for the number one game. That's it?
Yeah. So it seems like this is a ego thing for the people who work at Fox. You know, the big article that Marchant put out that said, they didn't want to be left behind. Their entire philosophy was based on the fact that they had the big splash with Madden when they first got football. I think they want to make a big splash here because everybody else stole their thunder. So this is their way of getting even.
That is just nuts. It will not work out. Jay, we'll do a lot more next week. Thank you, pal.
You got it. Have a good one, guys.
Jay Blackout, 300, Al, 35-something million a year.
37.
37? Wow. Al, how?
I can even do that.
Al, how?
Because I assume he's going to sell ads. I mean, maybe he's advertising. It makes no sense.
No, it doesn't.
That's Tobias Harris money.
See, now that does put it into perspective, right? They're both highly overpaid. Let's go to Farrah in Sewell. Hi, Farrah. How are you doing, Farrah? How did you?
I'm still throwing up right now and sick from the game last night.
You didn't enjoy it, Farrah? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Farrah, I'm not sure where you, if that's all you're going to do, I have to move on.
All right, I'll stop. Harden and JoJo are overrated. When they are out of the game, the two of them, then Maxey, and you actually have a team with Green.
Right.
Well, Green.
If Doc, green injury if Doc Rivers were an actual doctor, would you go to him for a physical? Thank you, Farrah. I appreciate your call. Mitch is up next from Phoenix. Hi, Mitch.
Yeah, that was a horrible call.
Yeah, no, well, it's Farrah, so you hope for the best and move on. That's how I play it. What do you got, Mitch?
Oh, I don't know, man. It's a pathetic situation. We first of all, we all have to agree that was a horrible trade.
Yes.
A horrible trade. That's number one. Number two, God bless Joel Embiid with all his injuries, but I've never seen a professional basketball player hit the floor as many times as he does.
What is that?
I don't know.
There's something wrong there.
Right, hold on. Marcus is there with us. Marcus, could you explain to us all the times on the floor?
I think the sweat from the mask was wetting the floor, therefore causing his slippage, which explains two things, why he fell and why he kept wiping his mask out.
Wow. All right, maybe
I've seen 100 guys wear masks.
Well, I know what team the sweat was coming from.
That's got to be the sweatiest mask ever.
Mitch, I have a climate question for you. I've tried to plan some of these trips based on the Eagle schedule. And it says here that we're going to be in Arizona, where you live in Phoenix, on October 9. Is the weather nice and chilly then?
Chilly? I don't think I'd call it chilly, but if you're looking for a warm, sunny day, yeah, you'll get that. I don't think chilly.
I don't like it over 70. Is it over 70 on October 9th in Arizona?
I'll tell you what. When we hang up, I'll call my man here in Phoenix and find out what the temperature is going to be on that day.
See, Mitch, you know people. I love that about you. Kevin's up next. I was told, Al, it's very hot, even then. Kevin's up next. Hi, Kev.
Who has a greater love affair, Daryl Morey with James Harden or Joe Girardi with Jose Alvarado?
Did that drive you crazy last night?
It's unbelievable. Listen, the Sixers were not beating the Heat. They were not beating the Bucks, and they were not beating the Celtics. This wasn't just a bad matchup, and Marcus already said it. We have two players, our two stars, did not show up consistently throughout the playoffs, and I don't care if he's hurt. He was good enough in certain games. Why wasn't he good enough for the series? And then the other thing is this, and I've said this all year, how many games has our two coaches stolen versus outright lost? And that's Girardi and Doc Rivers. This thing, how many games have these guys stolen versus lost?
You know the worst part of it? You're 100% right. We really thought in both cases we were getting the creme de la creme. You know, Doc Rivers, one of the 15 greatest coaches of all time. Joe Girardi, oh, my God, what he did with the Yankees. I can't believe they didn't scoop. Both these guys are awful. They're not bad, Kevin. They're really, really bad. I don't get it.
You know, podcasting, Rob Pelinka said 2 years ago when everybody was in the bubble, he said they got in a circle, and he was the general manager or whatever for the Lakers, and he said, we made a decision. And the decision was, you know what? We're here. We're going to suck it up, and we're going to stay, and we're going to win this thing. And he said most of the other teams bowed out. And that's what happened last night. Our two superstars went, you know what? We don't feel like playing anymore. We're done. We got our money. We're going home.
Kevin, appreciate the call. Marcus, you agree with that?
Key word, money.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, at this point, James Harden.
Got paid.
They are much more interested in making as much money as they can, as fast as they can, before the window closes, than they are with winning, because winning is hard and money comes either way.
Were you watching a surrender in the fourth quarter?
I've been watching a surrender since the first quarter of the fifth game. They did not play hard in the first quarter yesterday or the second quarter. They were incredibly lucky to be down by 1 point at halftime.
They had this tremendous rebirth in games 3 and 4. Harden even put up a 32. And then they lost interest. What happened, Marcus?
The Heat shot badly.
Yeah,
The Heat didn't stop playing. Oh, he played hard. Okay. They just shot badly.
And Kyle Lowry was playing injured, and he was limited.
Okay. And Gabe Vincent was poor as well. I think they didn't score for two straight games. Their point guards didn't score in Philadelphia.
Why lose interest? You came back. You gave everybody hope, and then you pulled it away again.
Well, because playing hard and winning is exhausting.
Ah. Well, I guess and that's why they pay you $30 million. And
they don't in the postseason.
All right. Okay. I'm with you. This didn't help me at all, by the way. Mo, you're on. You're up next. Hi, Mo.
Yo, what's going on?
Mo, this is bad, Mo.
Let me talk to you for a second. Let's extend some of this blame out to some of these other people. Like
Let's
the strength and conditioning coach, the team psychologist. We got a bunch of timid guys on this team with bad bods. Name, he's shaped like a gym teacher. Harden and Embiid, 40 times per in a minute. Danny Green's skinny, but he got like 100,000 miles on him. So he moves kind of slow. I mean, some of these players are extremely sensitive. It is shows doing adversity. They mope around, bag for fouls. I mean, when things don't go their way, the team psychology, I mean, they gotta put out some of these things to management.
Mo, I want to thank you. And I'm going to tell you why. Because now I believe we have left no one out.
No.
In the entire Sixers organization.
Equipment manager?
Not at all.
Now, when you are ripping the psychologist.
That's not our guy, is it?
Now, we have covered. Mo, thank you for that. And you're 100% right.
No.
Did we miss anyone? Nah. Oh, we did. That damn Franklin. Screw Franklin. The mascot.
The dog.
No, he's a mascot, Al. Is he still
around? It's not an actual dog, Al.
No.
No?
I don't want to leave anybody
I thought he exhibited little effort.
You felt Franklin was a little off?
Yeah.
There you have it. We got them all. Anthony's next. Hi, Ann.
All right. I want three things real quick, then I'm going to take a shot at the Weasel.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to start off with James Harden. Okay. I think we would have done much better with Andre Drummond and Curry. At least they would have took more shots in the game than what James Harden did that whole entire game yesterday. Come on,
no, they didn't pass him the ball.
Come on, you have the ball most of the time throughout the game. Okay, you got to be aggressive in the playoffs. Okay, number two, Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid, some way he has to start playing down low. You know, he'll get much better at down low as far as scoring, as far as getting to the foul line. He plays the perimeter all the time, playing like he a guard. That's why he always on the floor. And then number three is the coach. Come on, man. You're always talking about celebrating somebody. I'm going to celebrate the fact that with this loss, it's a possibility that the organization may move on from you.
Oh, God. Because
you do not want Doc Rivers back, Anthony?
No, I do not. Because right. He feeds off of nothing at all. He doesn't motivate the team. His interviews after the game is not motivating. Nothing at all. I don't want him back at all.
Anthony, great call. Let me try Denise next. Hi, Denise. Denise, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Are you unhappy?
I'm very unhappy, and I'm very pissed off.
All right. Well, that's probably the same thing. But go ahead. What are you feeling?
Right now, I'm really pissed because everybody's calling, talking about, Doc was telling them, you got to fight for this. You got to fight for this. That is not coaching. That's a pep talk. A coach will tell his team what they're doing wrong. They'll tell them, don't pass the ball to Harden because he keeps turning it over. They would tell them you got to get down low on the post. They're going to tell you where you need to be. Make yourself bigger. Block them out.
So you blame Doc? Are you blaming Doc the most, Denise?
Yes, I am. I'm blaming Doc. As a matter of fact, everybody shares the blame, but Doc is not a very good coach.
I'm with you, Denise. I really appreciate your input. Let me get my last guy here real quick, Rashid. Rashid, what did you need to say this morning?
Hey, good morning.
I'm right up against it, but I wanted to get you in. Okay, I think you have something urgent.
I want to leave everything like Doc, you know, the piece we need to move is Embiid because he's a crier. He's a baby. He's all about me. Me. When we win, I. When we lose, it's we. He's the best. He's the worst in this team. 5 years we've been with him. We brought him new manager, new coach, new players, and we don't go anywhere. It's him.
Thank you, Rashid. I appreciate it. We have ended the show. Our final caller has called for a trade of Joel Embiid. We have covered enormous amount of territory in one morning.
Yeah, to be frank, so did Joel Embiid.
Yes.
He was talking about it himself yesterday.
By the way, there were no winners and weasels. No. It's time to do a wrap.
All right, Angela, real quick. Speaking of territory, I just had a gentleman tweet me that he's in Africa with his family, and they woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning to watch that game.
Oh. Bad idea. Yeah. You should have slept.
Yeah, really. This line of the day got a lot of response, a good response on Twitter, and it was Marcus Hayes talking about Joel Embiid.
You can tell if somebody's ramping it up. Is he playing to the cameras here, or is he really enduring all the pain and frustration that he is?
I think maybe he's just clumsy. He needs Life Alert.
Life Alert.
Life Alert.
All right, who are we blaming here, Abe? Who are we blaming?
Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Having trouble finding the car, truck, or SUV you want? Let Armin Chevrolet make search easy. Find your road to ArminChevy.com. And you're blaming Doc Rivers. And every poll today, 57%. Doc is on that hot seat.
All right. I want to thank Ava Graeber, assistant back at the station, our engineer here at Borgata was David Breitmeyer, our producer, Joseph A. Wechter Jr., Joe DeCamber, John Ritchie coming up next. Have a great weekend, everybody. How do we do today?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.